and welcome to the episode 2 for the Vision Sutra podcast. Today we will be discussing some effective digital marketing strategies that most marketers are afraid to try. Do you know, in the year 2018, a data released by Smart Insights said that the most effective strategy in 2018 was social media marketing, content marketing, and the last or the least was data management, with SEO being somewhere in the middle of it all. While this is by no means some strategies which will work better or not for you, but it does offer a very interesting glimpse as to the most probable methods for your own lead generation. The first strategy we talk about in today's world, email and video marketing. Now, these both each constantly stand out as an effective way to market almost any product through any industry. Be it YouTubing, be it podcasting, if you sent an email, your marketing is absolutely done. Though in the chart listed with Smart Insight, it is not as powerful as content on social media marketing, but it does work. What matters more than the type of marketing you are doing is whether or not your all-around approach is well matched with your brand and the message you are giving. To that end, the following are some considerations for creating an effective campaign in the context of your business. Is shifting SEO patterns and looking at the upcoming trends to help you with it, right? Now, no digital marketing strategy will be effective in the future if you would not have a clear understanding of your customer's relation, of how, who buys your product and why they buy it, right? Where and how they buy it may or may not be relevant to you, but make sure to dig deep and explore the various demographics in order to not only understand what they want to buy, but also to understand what they are concerned with politically, culturally, and socially. Having a good relation with your customer helps you a lot to make your business a successful one. Now, always make sure to know the effective content which works, because content in today's world is so much more than great blogs, tweets, and Facebook ads. There's a lot you can do to get creative with it, and to that end, you're going to want to be up to date on technology and the latest methods of getting to your audience. What makes for these truly effective outreach and engagement among your community is the ability to tell a good story, and to that end, your strategy should center around an effective advertising campaign that is of high quality and a great value, right? Now, you may ask that what do you mean by this? By building core ads and service offerings first and right contents with CTAs that lead users towards a purchase, right? So make sure that it's relatable, relevant, and useful to your consumers who are going to buy your product. You'll also want to have a clear understanding of how your content actually is going to work with regards to SEO and analytics patterns. Everything that you put out into the world ends up being data, right? So tracking it in the right way is a very crucial form. This also means understanding the user's experience. Our next tip is always plan strategically, but also make your plan flexible so you can change it anytime according to the situation. Whatever your overall plan is, it should leave room for flexibility. Just like giving the fake deadlines as you delegate your tasks, you should leave ample amount of time not only for fluctuation but unexpected events that can affect your core workload as well as your business as a whole. This means leaving some space spots on your timeline to fill in as you go. It also means leaving some room to incorporate more things like relevant current events, viral articles from your competitors, or unexpected investment which took part in new technology that could sway your plan in a certain direction. As you work through your plan, you should be continually monitoring and checking in and asking questions is where can you find the room of improvement? Where is the majority of your traffic net flowing? What tools are working better than others to keep everything organized? This will help you a lot in the future and even today. Now you probably have heard about pay-per-click, which is known as PPC. Unfortunately, SEO may not solve all of your keyword ranking challenges. It is a very effective strategy, but earning high rankings for every term takes a lot of time and effort, including writing your solid net content, keyword research, sound website, key building, link building. On the other hand, PPC allows you to start ranking on the first page with almost no downtime and fewer Google requirements. Now, as the name implies, your business pays for clicks generated to your website. While they may not be sound ideal, consider the following. If I'm not showing up there, who will? Despite the challenges we are facing in the year 2020, total the B2B advertising dollars for search actually increased, indicating your ad space has only become more competitive in today's world. PPC for Google search is typically most effective at the end of the funnel and ready to buy your transactional keywords. In fact, users who click on an ad are 45-50% more likely to make a purchase, pick up the phone, or submit an RFQ than a searcher selecting organic results. Next on our list is the most famous social media marketing. Social media is definitely a great way to broaden your audience at a lower cost than some of your other marketing efforts will take. Much like a search engine, you can create both organic posts for a business page as well as sponsored ads and content to reach beyond your current followers. Social media is actually a great tool when it comes to remarketing by showing new content, products and services to past website visitors. Social media is especially useful in delivering all the great content you are creating on your website, and many B2B digital marketers are already well aware. Roughly 96% of B2B marketers say that they use LinkedIn company page to distribute content, and 83% say they are using it to run ads, making it the top most used platforms for content distribution. Just like the content itself, social media is a key tool in establishing trust and creating a great relationship between you and your current followers and for the followers who are going to come here in the future. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. For all your social media marketing, content marketing, PPC advertising needs, reach out to us at info@visionsutra.com. You can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and subscribe to our YouTube channel for more such content.